This goes to Patty Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, P-A-C, fax 989-584-0307, regarding Diane Bittinger, B like boy, I, D, D like David, I, and like November, G-E-R. Date of birth, January 30th of 1943. Dear Miss Terry, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Miss Bittinger with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, a small right kidney, and hypertension. Her last visit was January 17th of this year. Her weight is stable and unchanged, still low at 91 pounds. She states she's feeling well, no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, no dyspnea, no edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness, frequency, or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She has multiple supplements, but only uses Tylenol, 500 milligrams, two tablets at bedtime for sleep and pain. Physical exam. The only vital sign she could get today for us is her weight at 91 pounds. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done July 13th of 2022. Her creatinine was 1.2, which is stable. Sodium is 138. Potassium was unusually high. She's never high, usually. It was 5.6. Carbon dioxide, 30. Calcium, 9.86. Albumin, 4.4. Phosphorus is 3.8. Hemoglobin, 13.8, with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A. Chronic kidney disease with stable and slightly improved creatinine level, but hyperkalemia on lab tests last week, and small right kidney. We're going to repeat a potassium and a creatinine level this week. A lab order was faxed over to Carson City Hospital, and the patient will go in and have that done. After that gets back, we expect to do labs every 3 months, unless potassium remains high, and then we will instruct her on following a low potassium diet, and we'll probably be repeating labs in a month. But I suspect it may have been either a lab error or possibly hemolysis. We will find out when we do the follow-up. She will also follow a low-salt diet. She'll avoid oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug use. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.